noisy, wonderful world we live in. And that's why I could not be more excited to be part of the Yahoo team.
Katie, could you tell us a little bit? Yes, I'm really excited. Could you tell us a bit more about some of what you're hoping to do at Yahoo?
Well, I think one of the most exciting things for me personally about the opportunity at Yahoo is it really is a blank slate. As many of you know, I really enjoy interviewing. So I'm very excited the prospect of interviewing newsmakers, politicians, sports figures, philanthropists, all kinds of different people, obviously tech leaders, social entrepreneurs, authors, and really anyone who we believe has an important and interesting story to tell. And since we live, as Marissa has talked about, in such a fragmented media world, the extraordinary global reach of Yahoo is tremendously exciting, not only for me, but for potential interview subjects. And we're also in the process, Marissa, of reimagining, I think, how we can take both original and curated content and deliver it in a much more thorough and useful way, particularly on mobile devices. So all those things are very exciting, and I can't wait to get started.
I can't wait either, and I'm excited to see your first interviews. Thanks, Katie.
All right. Thanks, Marissa. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thanks, everybody.
As Katie said, the news landscape has become fragmented. It's becoming increasingly difficult to find exactly what you're looking for and to do so efficiently. So when our team started thinking about how to solve for this fragmentation, they kept coming back to the concept of TLDR, too long, didn't read. We've all been there. You've got 10 minutes on your commute to get caught up on what's happening in the world. Headlines don't do the job, but you can't get through full articles. Social media is helpful, but it doesn't quite do the trick.